Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I'm lucky enough to talk with Mick Jones, founding member of Foreigner, also their lead guitarist. Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, I am always in awe of just how busy you are. It feels like Foreigner is pretty much always on tour.
Well, definitely last year and the last 2 years, 3 years actually almost, we've been pounding it pretty hard. And, you know, we've reestablished our presence in, you know, areas like Germany, England has really resurged a lot. And we did some big festivals there this summer. But, you know, the band enjoys being together, working together. It's a family. And it's the best, I have to say, the best sort of atmosphere on stage, off stage, that I can remember since the very beginning.
And now you've got a special out as well on DirecTV. It's a concert event with the original band.
That's correct, yeah.
What was the whole process of filming that special like?
Are you talking about the rainbow?
No, I was talking about the Double Vision that was on DirecTV.
The then and now Double Vision?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was, I'm just trying to think how it started out, but we had been thinking about it, and especially when Lou and I were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, we got together after a number of years not really communicating, and so we started, you know, we kind of restarted our relationship a bit, and then the idea to perhaps do this kind of presentation of the then and now, Double Vision, came around, and so we gave it a shot, and it was very successful, and you know, we're looking forward to doing a few more in this month, you know, finishing off the year and then getting ready to start the new year.
And now you've got, from what I hear, a pretty exciting announcement about something for the new year, 2020.
Yes, there is a little announcement. And we're going to be doing Foreigner's going to be doing a headlining Las Vegas residency. And the first one we would have done, and looking forward to that. We'll give a chance to get out of Dodge for a few days. And, you know, we're, as I say, really looking forward to it, and, you know, really kind of honored in a way to be able to do that. It amounts to about 10 shows over the first 3 months of the year. And you can check on the details at foreigneronline.com.
Now, we're really excited about the Vegas residency because Vegas is just a hop, skip, and a jump, or a pretty cheap plane ride from Denver. And we've seen a lot of artists start up residencies in Vegas. So what about that was so appealing to you and to Foreigner?
Well, we had... we hadn't really thought about it too much. The offer just came in from the Venetian Hotel, and it started off in a modest kind of way, and it picked up. Now we're doing additional shows. We're doing about 10 or 11 shows now, and so, you know, I think it's really good. You know, I've thought of Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra, all those people, and they used to do them in the old days. There's something about it, you know, it's got a... That's the way I'm looking at it anyway, and I think we're going to enjoy, I think the audience is going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you mentioned like Sinatra and Elvis. You're in pretty esteemed company there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I kind of like that little fantasy.
I love it. I think it's great. Speaking of fantasy, so Foreigner was featured on the Stranger Things 3 soundtrack. And I am a huge fan of Stranger Things just because it mixes that fantasy with nostalgia. And it being such a series of the 80s, how did you feel about Foreigner being included on that?
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, I'm always very happy when any of my songs get, you know, especially featured in cool shows, you know, like I remember it was a big day when we found out that one of our songs was Hot Blooded, I think at the time, was going to be featured in The Simpsons. And I thought, wow, that's really cool, you know. And similar to this one, this is a really hip kind of cool program. So I'm very happy about that.
I mean, it is a great program. I think it's so cool. I just bringing it into TV again, I was a huge fan of Arrested Development when it was on. And Cold as Ice was featured in that very, very briefly as well with one of the characters playing it on piano. And it was I just always think it's a great tie because Foreigner's music is so timeless. And as it's continued to be featured in more and more current art and media, it's awesome for me. It must be incredible for you.
Oh, it is. It's very, it's a great feeling. It's always kind of, I always get excited when those things come along, and especially when they're kind of hip too. So I'm enjoying all that.
Well, Foreigner's always going to be hip in my book. Mick Jones, thank you for coming on and talking with us today. Thank you even more for making your big announcement about the Venetian and your residency in Vegas. I think it's so neat. You're going to add your name to all the Vegas residency, you know, superstars, and Foreigner belongs there.
Well, thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.